Hi, Bob Hausler here. Talk a little bit about this month's Songwriters in the Round at the Midland Brewing Company. This month's show will take place Sunday, November 18th from 3 to 5 p.m. at the Midland Brewing Company, located at 5011 North Saginaw Road, Midland, Michigan. This month's featured songwriters are Michael Robertson, formerly of the Maybe August Band, Annie Capps, and John Natu. All three are amazing songwriters, and I'm sure you'll enjoy all their songs and stories, and it's a wonderful way to spend the afternoon. I hope you can share it with us. Did I mention that Songwriters in the Round is free? This is a great value. Each one of these songwriters, normally it would cost you about $12, $12 to $15 to come in and see a show that they perform at. We're able to offer this free to you because we have some amazing sponsors that underwrite the program. I'd like to mention them right now. First of all, the Midland Brewing Company, who gives us a great venue to hold the Songwriters in the Round, but they also help underwrite some of the cost of bringing in the songwriters. And then we have Garber Automotive, who has stepped in and helped underwrite the songwriters. And then we have D Street Entertainment Foundation, who underwrites the sound for all the shows. Art Bissonette of Bissonette Sound comes in and runs sound and does an amazing job of keeping the audio very clear so that everybody can hear all the nuances of the songs and clearly understand the stories that are told. It's very important to all of us that we have great sound for these shows. So thanks Art and D Street for pitching in and making that happen. First up, we have Michael Robertson performing with the band Maybe August. Gotta Run.
Younger than I feel. I try and keep up with the pace that approaches the surreal. When I'm living for tomorrow, there's nothing left for today. There's nothing left to borrow. Market was good. I shouldn't have taken a home and I spent all it would. But she used to be so pretty. But now she weighs a ton. She was mine with a hurdy-gurdy. Said, would you like to meet yourself?
Michael Robertson and Maybe August Band. Wow. Great stuff. Love to go see those guys live. Hopefully they'll do a little reunion and I can go see them again someday soon. Now we have Annie Capps, who's a terrific songwriter from down in the Ann Arbor area. We're very pleased that she can come up and share some of her music with us so we can see what she's all about.
St. Francis High School, Nixon was president. He got in trouble and so did we. You went to college and I married Bobby. Some girl broke your heart and I had a baby. Bobby worked hard, he was good to us both. The American dream with a white picket fence. He stayed right as rain and he paid all our bills. When I'd slip with your name, he'd just pretend that he didn't hear. And we'd go on with our lives, trying to find what we lost back in 75. When you moved back home, Bobby got transferred off to Chicago indefinitely. Thanksgiving and Christmas, I prayed for a glimpse in church with your wife and me with my family. And though I kept hoping that I'd grow to love him the way he deserved to be loved till the end, he stayed right as rain. Pretend that he didn't hear. And we'd go on with our lives, still haven't found what we lost back in 75. Bobby and me, we had three more sons. The years they flew by, like a bird with one wing. In 1999, we moved back to Kansas. Bobby took ill and he died early spring. Well, I heard you had trouble, lost all that you owned, and moved up to Michigan to live off the land. Well, timing is everything, but time, it means nothing, 'cause I still feel the same as I did way back then. Crossed and my heart didn't mend. It's an age-old story they'll tell when we're gone, when our boy finds the letters that I never sent. And here where I lie at the end of my days, the kids by my side all grown into men. They stayed right as rain, but I think they knew when I'd slip with your name, they'd just pretend.
Wow, powerful song from Annie Capps. Annie's a great songwriter from the Ann Arbor area and also a terrific person. She has this great bubbly personality and she's very active in the community down there. You'll often see her sitting in with several of the bands from that area. We always love it when we can bring in songwriters who are very passionate about songwriting and sharing it with other people. So Thanks, Annie, for coming on up and doing the show. Now we have John Natu playing in his duo The Pottersfield with Rochelle Clark, and the song is Pleasantville from his 2011 release of the same name.
There's a blind man in a graveyard, got a shovel in his hand. Some folks, they claim that he's the devil, others say he's just a man. He runs a still down by the river and a whorehouse on the hill. And if his whiskey doesn't kill you, those women surely will. A pretty girl sits in a window, she got that sympathetic stare. She'll lead a thirsty man to water, and then leave him drowning there. Across the street they got a bottle that can take away your pain. Oh, but once you reach the bottom, you may never stand again. In Pleasureville, stand in Pleasureville. Now in the road there stands a gambler, burning $100 bills. They tell you it's not about the money,
no, it's all about the thrill.
And there's a man that looks like Elvis, selling one-way tickets out. But those tracks are old and rusted, and the engine's broken down. In Pleasureville, broke down in Pleasureville. Graveyard man says not to worry, what you need is a resting place. But you start to choke and struggle as the dirt falls on your face. And as the people throw the roses, and that preacher shouts, "Hey!" That old devil moves on to another, starts it all over again. In Pleasureville, again in Pleasureville. In Pleasureville, there's a blind man in a graveyard, got a shovel in his hand. Some folks, they claim that he's the devil.
That's John Natu with his duo the Potter's Field and the song's Pleasureville. Remember seeing John and Rochelle at Scott Baker's birthday bash in Bay City there at BMO's. I was really impressed with their talent and the songwriting. So we're real happy that John could make it up. Tried to get him earlier, but couldn't get the schedules to work out. So we're happy that we were finally able to make it happen. Once again, let me remind you, the show will be November 18th from 3 to 5 p.m. It's held at the Midland Brewing Company, located at 5011 North Saginaw Road, Midland, Michigan. Let me remind you that it's absolutely free. You can come on in, enjoy some of the great craft beers that they brew right there at the brewing company, and enjoy the songs and stories that these wonderful songwriters are willing to come up and share with you. The reason we are able to bring you such a fantastic entertainment value for free is because we have some terrific sponsors that have stepped forward to make this all happen. We have the Midland Brewing Company, who sponsors some of the songwriting costs and plus gives us this great facility to hold the songwriters in the round. And we have Garber Automotive, who sponsors some of the songwriters, you know, just because they think it's such a good value for the community to be able to be exposed to this. And then we have D Street Entertainment, who underwrites the sound provided by Bissonette Lighting and Sound. We're very fortunate to be able to bring in quality sound, because it's essential for a songwriting event to have good sound so you can hear clearly the songs and stories that these songwriters wish to convey to you. So thanks, everyone. Most of all, thank you for listening and for coming in and sharing your time with us at the Songwriters in the Round. Once again, the show will be November 18th from 3 to 5 p.m., held at the Midland Brewing Company, 5011 North Saginaw Road, Midland, Michigan. Now let's get back to some of the terrific songs from the three featured songwriters.
One, two, three, and... You fetch the tackle box now, honey, 'cause the bass are surely jumping early dawn. And I will get the bait and pole, and I'll meet you at that fishing hole, and we'll sing a couple Sunday morning songs. Pack up that old picnic basket, honey, and I will fill a bucket up with ale. No, I've never seen that sky so clear. No, nobody will find us here. Your boss and Monday morning.
That's Annie and Rod Capps from their 2007 release, In This Town, Honey Sugar Baby Mine. Wow, you can't help but smile when you hear that song.
I never slept with Tina Martin. I've never danced across the mountains on the moon. I've never sold out a night at the Garden. I'm quite content to stay right here in my cocoon, where I know everyone and they know me, and I don't expect too much, but they are me. We don't use big words like hyperbole. I'm a stranger in my own little world. I don't believe that love is all you need. I don't believe that the truth will set you free. I don't believe there's a single cell inside of me that gives a damn what anybody else believes. 'Cause I know everything about how it should be. And I don't expect too much from your mentality. I've got some great big plans just to you and to see. I'm a stranger in my own little world. Making up your mind is harder than you think. I've tried, but not today. If people talk too much without having a thing to say, go away. Your mind is harder than you think. I've tried, but not today. The people talk too much without having a thing to say. Go away. I've never slept with Tina Martin. I've never danced across the mountains on the moon. Never sold out a night at the Garden. I'm lucky just to have the folks in this room, where I know everyone and they know me. They don't expect too much from a big fish like me. I don't play great big chords. I came out of 7/G. I'm a stranger in my own little world. Stranger in my own little world.
Michael Robertson with the Maybe August Band. Fantastic. We're glad Michael's going to step outside his little world and share some of his songs with us on November 18th. Looking forward to that. Here's John Natu and the Potter's Field with a song called Antietam Creek. Really haunting. Probably one of my favorite songs that John does. Look forward to hearing this one at the Songwriters in the Round.
Down this old dirt road, the air is cold, and I've been known to wander on from town to town, and all around these hollers and these hills. Wander on these hollers and these hills. Well, I keep to myself, but I can't help if sometimes I just find my way from time to time back to the line where all that blood was spilled. I find my way to where my blood was spilled. Antietam Creek, it bleeds. Antietam Creek, it bleeds. It's been 60 years since all those fears exploded, and the young men came from miles around to this ground where everything would change. We all came and everything had changed. In September 62, the gray, the blue collided over Miller's handsome field of corn, and lives were torn down in the bloody lane. Our lives were torn down in that bloody lane. Antietam Creek, it bleeds. Antietam Creek, it bleeds. Suddenly, the world went quiet in my mind. I tried to find a place to catch my breath. I couldn't find a place to catch my breath. Over by a split rail fence, the consequence cut through me like a bolt of lightning through the sky. And there I died, cut down before my time. And there I died, cut down before my time. Antietam Creek, it bleeds. Antietam Creek, it bleeds. Down this old dirt road, the air is cold, and I've been known to wander on from town to town and all around these hollers and these hills. I wander on these hollers and these hills. Wander on these hollers and these hills.
Wow, moving song. Great work, John. Having been to Antietam, I can tell you that John really captured the eeriness and the ghostliness of going to go see a old battlefield where you can kind of still feel the scars that are left there. Well, that brings us to the end of the podcast. Thank you so much for sharing your time with us. Thanks so much to the three songwriters, Michael Robertson, Annie Capps, and John Natu, for sharing their songs and agreeing to come up and perform at the Songwriters in the Round, which will be held November 18th. That's a Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m. at the Midland Brewing Company, located at 5011 North Saginaw Road, Midland, Michigan. Once again, thanks to the sponsors who underwrite the cost of Songwriters in the Round. We have the Midland Brewing Company, D Street Entertainment, and Garber Automotive. You know, Garber Automotive is right down the road from the Midland Brewing Company, right on Saginaw there. If you get a chance, stop in, say thank you for helping bring Songwriters in the Round to your area. I know they'd appreciate it. Well, most of all, I want to thank you, the audience. You're an integral part of the creative process. For the songwriter needs an audience to sing his songs to, for them to really come to life. And then the feedback he gets from you gives the song a life of its own. So we thank you, and we really appreciate you when you come in and experience the Songwriters in the Round. If you have any questions, comments, or if you're an aspiring songwriter that wishes to perform on Songwriters in the Round, email us at sitround@hotmail.com. That's sitround@hotmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Well, that's about it for now. My name's Bob Hausler, and I've enjoyed bringing you Songwriters in the Round. May all your days be filled with beautiful music and the laughter of good friends. Take care.